sippy cup, mommy sippy cup, mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi, welcome to the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. Today is the Angela birthday special. What?
Yay!
I know that I was not, that was not good. I'm sorry.
It was adorable.
Oh my, well, I'm Andrew Berkey. I am here with Miss Sunshine Haupt, Angela Hain, and Miss Janelle Beyer, and we are celebrating the life of Miss Angela. You know, I always get sad when people are celebrating people's lives after they died.
Yeah, we should celebrate them while they're alive.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, the celebration of life. Yes.
Yes.
So we are having a fantastic day today. We have all kinds of fun things planned, including an outdoor igloo.
I'm so excited for the igloo.
It's going to be so much fun. I know.
Yes. And thank goodness. I mean, right?
That it's heated inside?
Yes.
Right.
It was effing cold today.
It is crazy compared to being in La Crosse last year.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yes, I remember that.
It was so nice.
It was sunny and warm.
That was so much fun.
It was pretty much completely gone.
That was great. We need another road trip soon, guys.
Yeah, we do. I think it should be to Virginia, like what we were talking about.
I'm in.
What?
Okay.
I want to go.
Yeah, we will talk about it.
Okay. I want to begin. Okay, so for our podcast today, we all brought drinks that remind us of Miss Angela.
Mm. It's so exciting.
So I believe Miss Sunshine is going to go first.
Yes.
I am. And while mine is not as creative as everyone else's, when I saw it, it is something that makes me think of Angela because it is Smirnoff Spiked Sparkling Seltzer, and it's a raspberry rosé.
And it's a beautiful can.
It's a beautiful can. It's like a, you know, a rose-colored can. It's a sparkly rose-colored beverage, nice and light but fun. And that's Angela.
Yay. And it smells delightful.
It smells very good.
Mm. Oh, I like it. It's a very mild flavor.
Yeah. It's very light. Mm-hmm. It is. It's a very light one, but it's got enough, or to me, it has a nice raspberry to the rosé. It's light, but refreshing.
It is.
And bubbly.
Yes.
And bubbly like Miss Angela.
So it's like a, I don't know, it's a tiny little fancy thing, like it cheap fancy.
Yeah.
Which is also like me.
Well, there's some days you want to indulge and you want to feel just a little bit special or sparkly or fancy, but you're not into spending a whole bunch on this. Like you just need something, you know.
And you, you can easily feel, you know, secure in that you're not drinking a whole bottle of rosé.
Oh,
that
will,
that would be
calories.
Wrong for your birthday. Nothing wrong with that. But,
nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But, you know, when you've got plans and you want just a little something.
So this is a perfect starter because it is nice and light. And, and the thing I've been wanting, too, with it getting so cold, it has just been bringing me down. I'm like, and today we got to celebrate. Let's try to, you know, think summer.
Think spring.
Let's get happy.
Next week it's going to be warm.
55 on Wednesday and Thursday.
I was seeing 60.
They did say some places will hit 60.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's coming, guys. It's coming. We just got to get through this. Oh, and also it's only 90 calories for the whole can. Mm-hmm. And it's basically the alcohol by volume of a beer. It's 4.5. So it's very drinkable, very light. Mm-hmm.
Something like sit on the,
heavy.
Porch and just relax.
Yeah, and not worry about it because it's just light.
That was fun.
So, Miss Angela.
Yes.
You're the lady of the hour.
Yes.
And you wanted to bring something.
I did.
What did you want to bring?
You know what reminds me of me? A brandy old fashioned.
Yes.
It's my favorite supper club beverage.
Oh, man.
So I looked up recipes and I tried this one last weekend because Zach and I were having fish at home together. Hmm. And I was like, I want a brandy old fashioned. So I looked up recipes, Randa Woodman's, got the ingredients. And I'm like, this is good. So that's why I made it for you guys.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Oh, that is so good.
So
that's a sour?
It's a sour, yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew that no one would want the sweet here. And I actually prefer brandy old-fashioned sours anyway, because I think brandy is pretty sweet as it is.
Yeah, this is wow.
And I muddled an orange slice, a little bit of sugar, bitters, and two of those fancy, decadent, dark, like, blackish cherries.
Yeah. I like those. I like those.
Oh,
those
I can taste it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask. I need this recipe. Mm-hmm. This is, I think one of the favorite ones I've ever had.
Yay. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm looking at this fun drink that Miss Janelle brought, and I want to eat it.
Yes.
Because it actually comes with an orange slice and a cherry.
And a cherry. And that's a moonshine cherry.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I just took a bite out of it.
Like, yeah, that wasn't just a Bing cherry. Oh. That's a moonshine cherry. So that's been marinating in this little orange slice here. And then sprinkled on the orange is some cayenne pepper with chili pepper mixed.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
The drink is made up of this blood orange and chili pepper cocktail mixer, tequila, some orange liqueur, and a little splash of sparkling water.
Oh, that is so freaking delicious. Excited. Very excited. So you drink it out of the little
I'm drinking it out of the ass. So there's two sides. I'm going with the opposite of what
you think. I was going to ask you if you wanted them little birdie.
Right, the little birdies?
The little birdies, and we had to drink out of the butts. What I did for Andrea.
I love the spice.
I do that.
You get the kick after.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So these glasses are really interesting. They look like gravy boats almost. Mm-hmm. And you can either drink out of the butt or like the little lip. Yeah. I don't know.
They have four legs. Uh-huh. And they really do. They look like a shot glass gravy boat.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting crazy with my cord here.
Mm-hmm. I love that stuff, by the way. I think that's my new favorite thing. Yeah, that. What is it called again?
So it is called Yes Cocktail. It's number 7, the blood orange and chili pepper cocktail mixer. Yeah, we got to make some more stuff with that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chewing going on. Okay, I'm going to take one more sip home.
Oh my gosh. All right, that was so much fun. I love the spice. And that cherry was decadent.
Okay, I'm going to have to cleanse my palate with the rosé.
Oh, and there's some lime juice in there, too. I had to think of all the ingredients. Ooh. And that's a recipe that came on the bottle, but they had it with gin. But I really like it with tequila. But I bet you gin. Oh, we'll have to try this and make a gin
one. My gosh. We could try, like, make a tiny little bit of with vodka and one with gin, one with tequila. And then I feel like we should have a fourth because there's four of us. Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey.
And whiskey. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
We should do this and find out.
Yeah.
Yes. Who knows? That's a great idea. Because this one drink, which was a good sampling for all of us, only used that much up. And so.
Yeah. So it's very tiny amount.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Oh,
thank
fun.
You.
I'm all sticky now from eating the fruit.
I know.
I do have some wet wipes, but they're in my bag.
We'll get to that later. We just get our voices. So. It's my turn.
Yes.
Hey. And every time I think of Angela, so every time we would go out, we would go to Top Hat. Remember Top Hat?
I do. I miss Top Hat. I mean, the new Crown and Common is good as well.
Yeah. And also, we would go to the Nines sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you would always get a caramel macchiato.
Oh my God. I miss that. Yeah. The Travis that is manager at the Nines used to make that for me.
Yeah.
Can't get it anymore. So they don't have coffee there anymore.
Yeah. Well, this is made from a nitro cold brew it's a Starbucks can one. I added cream, some chocolate sauce, and some pecan brandy.
Ooh. Whoa. Oh, it smells amazing. Oh,
that's delicious. Mm-hmm. You won't even know it's got alcohol in it.
Oh. No.
No.
And that's why I liked the caramel macchiato.
I know. And it gives you a little kick, a little fun.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Angela, what is your favorite thing that you've done this year?
I am very excited about the progress I've made in the basement. That doesn't sound fun to most people, I'm going to say. But I spent the morning filling in holes on the baseboards. And that brings me joy because I have another room that is almost done. I just need to hang. Did I tell you guys that I found a old barn door?
No.
Okay. So, this room is going to be future art room / office room, whatever. But it connects to the workout room, and I wanted to do a barn door there. So I was just going to go to the store and buy a barn door. But Luke is like, "Have you ever been to I can't remember the name of it now. Beam and Board on Military?
No.
And I was like, "No, but it sounds like a lot of fun." So they have all of these old. Doors, they have wood projects, they have all sorts of fun things. They have like huge chunks of trees that you can make stuff out of. And so I was looking at, they had old, like real barn doors in their showroom, and I was measuring and I couldn't find one. He's like, "Oh, if you guys want to take a walk with me," he's like, "I've got like 60 more in the back lot." So, and it was freezing that day too. I couldn't feel my face by the time we got to this,
oh my God,
this area. But it's like, this door looks like it came off a barn from like 150 years ago.
Oh, really?
You know, like it's mm-hmm. gray and weathered, and there's white paint on parts of it, but a lot of it is peeled off. And it's a little bit wider, but that doesn't matter because it's a barn door, you know, yeah. so it can cover mm-hmm. up the hole a little bit more. So, and I'm like, well, what do you want for it? He's like, $50. I was like, I'm taking it.
Wow. Wow.
So exactly. It needs a little work, but I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Aww. You're going to just like treat it and paint mm-hmm. it?
Yep.
Are you going to paint it any fun, freaky colors?
Or? No, I'm trying to scrape off some of the paint, and then I might fill in because one panel on it is like really just gray. Mm. And then I'm going to like do a clear coat over it because I want to save as much of the old paint as I can because that's the character.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Luke is like, are you going to strip it and then repaint it? I was like, no.
That sounds really cool.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's
and
really cool.
I have a third room almost done, and that is my workroom where I have like a whole wall of pegboard and I have all my tools hanging up, and we're building a workbench for it. It's very exciting.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
So excited.
Okay. Well, so that was your most exciting thing and most amazing thing for the year. Does anybody
else? I mean, it's only March.
I know. Good job.
Okay. So what are you enjoying the most about your 40s?
My knowledge and the fact that I feel like I've lived through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dealt with a lot. If you think about all of the things that I've dealt with in my life, you know, from when, you know, getting pregnant in college.
Yeah.
And then Zach being autistic and, you know, starting off very poor and having no help. Mm. And, you know, obviously failed relationship. So divorce, you know. There's been a lot, but I wouldn't change any of it because I love every lesson I've learned and all of the things and all of the growth that I've done over the years, you know? So, yeah, I just love and how, like, it really takes a lot to phase me at this point.
Yeah. Yep.
Bring it, world. You know? Because uh-huh. I can handle that. It.
Well, there you go. So you are 42 now.
You're all choked up about it.
I know. You and I are the same age for a few months now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be 42.
Yeah. Because technically, it's not until Monday. Yeah. It's your birthday.
That
but I'm just saying that you're 42 now.
Yeah.
So we're the same age now.
I like it.
I know. Isn't that cute?
It is.
I know. We're like Irish twins. So, okay. Out of all the things that you've learned this last year, what it is the most important lesson you've learned?
I think my capacity for forgiveness.
Mm.
Like, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and I just feel like I am, I don't know, I just put things into perspective and decide what is most important. And, you know, I just... I'm much better at seeing things for what they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, offering forgiveness when it's deserved or when people try to earn it.
Well, there you go. I like that.
That's
so
beautiful.
You know, I have to say, you are one of the most important people to me, and I'm pretty sure to these other ladies mm-hmm. too. And we love you.
I love you
very much. And we're going to have the best birthday celebration today.
Yay!
Yes. Yeah. I know. So do you yes. can we share plans?
Yes.
Okay, so we got an igloo at the Paradise North Distillery. So this igloo looks out on the bay. So you can watch the water as it's unfreezing. Or wait, it is freezing.
It's freezing outside today.
It's freezing back up again. So we'll get to look at the frozen water.
No polar plunges happening today.
Oh, let's do it.
Stick a toe in, maybe.
And then we're going to go and have some food and watch Smurf. So I don't know if you listeners remember Jason. I always call him Smurf. I always tell him, like, I'm trying to not call you Smurf anymore because you like to be called Jason. But I call him Smurf. It's just his name. That's who he is. That's not my name. Name. That's all. But anyway, so, but I told him, I'm like, since you couldn't do gin with us, we have to go and watch him play today. Because mm-hmm. technically, that's what you wanted for your birthday, was to have gin.
Yeah, well, so we ran into Jason, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how he wants to do a podcast with us and do, like, a gin tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I thought of that, and I was like, oh, that would be fun, because, again, growth. I am starting to like Jen. That yes, Haynes made yes, a say
I love this so much.
And I was like,
time.
Everyone here loves Jen. So I'm like, oh, that would be super fun to do for my birthday. But it just couldn't work because he's got 5 million things going on this weekend.
Including a show that we're going
to
go watch.
Right. Yeah. So we thought that would be fun to go support yeah. him tonight.
Ooh, but a future Jen tasting. I have a couple to bring to contribute towards that tasting. Like, we have some fun ones right now.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we're going to try to get him to come out. Mm-hmm. So can I tell you guys something that I accomplished today?
What'd you accomplish?
What'd you accomplish?
So I don't know if you noticed my silhouette, but I found the most perfect bra. Yeah. I bought it without trying it on because you can't try them on in stores right now.
I didn't. Not that I shop that much for them, but
yeah,
really, there's like a whole label. They tell you no.
Yeah, well, they were not.
Fitting rooms are closed. Where yeah. they have
They've
been
closed
anyway.
For two okay. years.
See, I hardly ever go out and shop. I buy
so
online.
I bought this bra. I'm like, okay. It's the perfect size. I never find a bra that's the perfect size, and it was on sale in the clearance aisle, and it was like $6.
What? Wow!
And now this particular bra normally runs about $40, and I'm like, there's got to be something wrong with it. I don't care. I'm going to take it home. I've had this bra for 2 months now. Every time I put it on, it hurts. Like, it's itchy and scratchy.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
It's got,
yeah,
like, pokies.
Yeah.
I was fed up today. I'm like, this is the only bra that I know, like, fits me. I know it fits me. It just itches on my back, and it hurts. So I went, and I took scissors to it, and I fixed it.
Oh, God.
See, you know what's funny? I have that Very same problem nice. With a bra I spent like $60 on for the Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
And I bought fabric tape.
Oh.
I have not tried it yet because I keep looking at it like this is going to, because I don't know exactly where the itchy part is. Yeah. I just haven't had time to explore that.
So,
but
yeah.
I'm going to try fabric tape.
Yeah, I did it. I just, there were
Good
like
job.
Pokey parts and I just cut the crap out of them and then I like smoothed them and now it's like, and now I have a lovely silhouette.
You do.
Aw, yay.
Now Gertrude nice. And what is?
Gertrude and who's her name?
I don't know.
Was this from the mammogram episode?
This was from the mammogram episode from last.
Oh my God.
She's got
Boom,
a name.
Squishing.
Yep.
Oh, I know. It was Gertrude and, oh crap, Francine.
Oh, there you go.
It was Francine and Gertrude.
I remember Gertrude.
Gertie.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
Gertie.
Gertie's the problem one.
Gertie was the problem one. So if you guys are curious about that, just go back an episode and listen to that one. It was about slang.
Yeah, we like, started about slang and then went into mammograms. And we were talking about Gertrude and
Gertie and Francine.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. I'm excited. It's really early. It's too early for us to stop with the podcast because we've only got like 20 minutes in. But I have got nothing. Do you guys have anything?
No, not really. What time do we got to be there?
3.
At 3. So we'd have to leave here like around 2:30-ish.
Yeah, because they want us there early, right?
And probably. So yeah, we have a reservation for 3 o'clock at Paradise North for Igloo. And then we have a reservation for 5:30 for dinner at Mackinac's.
Ooh. I can tell you guys about the trip that we talked about.
What is this trip that you guys are talking about?
Yes.
I want to hear more about
it. I brought
it
up at trivia. Yeah, so I was watching a reality show on TV recently called The Real Dirty Dancing.
You're the real Dirty Dancing.
I might do it later. but I forgot Kellerman's from Dirty Dancing, which is like the summer camp-ish place that mm-hmm. they stayed at, her and her family. Totally forgot about it and forgot how beautiful it was. And so while I'm watching the show, they were hanging outside quite a bit. And I was like, oh, you could see mountains. So I Googled it.
What?
And you can stay there. And it's on the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. And there's all sorts of fun things. Like you could do dancing lessons. They have hiking. They have archery.
Is this a grown-up camp?
It's just a grown-up place to stay, like in the mountains. And it's $150 a night. Just
what?
Stay there.
That's not bad.
No.
No.
But
if we're all together.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's $600 for plane tickets. So we were like, road trip.
Right. Well, for Ken and I, we just did this trip 6 months ago
mm-hmm.
to Virginia.
I know.
To the Blue Ridge Mountains. Drove through Shenandoah National Park.
And it's a pretty drive,
Caverns.
Right?
It was a gorgeous drive. It was very fun. I would recommend, I would do the caverns again because it's self-guided, so you don't have to be with people
listen. I love caverns.
But you, you can stop with the pretty parts, and then you can walk when you want to walk. Like, it was really neat. Like, I loved it.
Yeah.
So I would totally do that trip.
How long was the drive?
I think it was 12 hours.
Okay, that's what I was going to guess. I don't know why. Okay,
so we could, like, split this up. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, and I don't mind driving. Like, I literally would drive the whole way. I don't care.
And I don't mind driving either, so we could, like, split it up.
Mm-hmm. We'll do some. I usually do the drives when people are tired.
Mm-hmm. If we go for, like, a weekend before June 1st, you get buy two nights, get one free to stay. So I don't know. I feel like it would be less than...
Oh, my God.
Probably less than $800 a person.
Are we going to go on a Virginia trip?
I think
is this happening?
I think we should.
Just the ladies?
Yes.
I think we should.
Just the ladies?
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. I'm always in.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? I mean, what an epic adventure, you guys. And we've had some. We've had some really good ones over the years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the guys go on adventures all the time without
us. They do.
But we haven't done a trip together.
No.
Not a we went to La Crosse,
but that's
one's a...
Like, a bigger adventure, like one that's...
Yeah, and this would be like doing fun things, you know, not centered around any one particular person. It's just we get to all do fun, different things. There's so many things to choose from that you can do at this place.
I'm excited.
I would do. I'm
totally in. So here's the deal. I can drive from like, okay, if we leave here at 5 a.m., we'll get there at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I can totally take the morning shift and everybody can like take a nap.
Yeah,
and then whenever I start getting tired, I'll switch off with Angela. And then if you want to do
a straightaway, like I don't want to drive through cities.
I'm with you.
I mean, I end up doing it, but on the way home with Ken, because by the end of the trip, he's tired. So then I do like Indiana home.
Yeah,
which so it's through a lot of cities in Chicago and Milwaukee. I'm like,
I don't like that.
But,
I know.
So I can do it. I just don't like to. But yeah, I can do some of the driving too on the straightaways and
6 hours. Part. Like, are we going to all each do like 3 hours?
So maybe we could do like a Friday leave, have like all day Saturday and Sunday to do fun things, and then come back Monday.
I love that idea.
I mean, I feel like 2 days we could fit a lot in.
We could fit a lot in. It would just be such an adventure.
Is it buy two nights and get the third one free?
Yeah, so if we do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we'd have to pay for three nights basically.
Yeah.
And we'd get one free is my understanding, if I read that correctly.
Perfect. Friday, like Saturday, Sunday. We do Monday, so that's three nights.
Yeah, that's it. You're right.
So we buy two.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This would be a lot of fun. Oh, just imagine what we'd see along the way, and we can stop and we get gas station food.
Oh, my gosh.
And if, like, we see any fun, like, weird roadside things, I would totally
stop. We can just stop.
Oh, yeah.
Should I bring, like, my mini equipment for, like, fun, like, little...
Oh, yeah, we could do a podcast.
Because we can do, like, podcasts with just my... With just my laptop. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll have a vehicle. We can pick which vehicle. We could take mine because it carries a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Janelle, like, I don't know what it is. I'm happy if we, I mean, for what it's worth, because I drive so little, I'm not worried about the miles, so we could absolutely take mine.
Okay.
I'm fine with whatever. That's
exciting. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, so let's start planning then.
Mm-hmm.
Like May?
That's what I was thinking, because it's going to be warm. And they said because it's like in the mountains and it's close to water, it's going to be like 10 degrees colder than what it wouldn't be or what it would be, you know, elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I want it to be warm.
Right.
Yeah. And it still should be, because that's still, you know, southeast. So
and it's warmer than what we'll be experiencing.
That's what I was thinking,
it's warmer than what we'll be experiencing. Yeah. We could get some nice hiking in, I hope.
I know, that's,
like,
oh my God. I have hiking shoes. I got them for Christmas.
Nice.
Okay, does that mean that they're not high heels?
Which, you know what's funny? I'm wearing heels today, and I haven't worn heels in such a long time. Like, I can barely walk.
I was just about to say it. I'm like, I haven't seen you in heels in a long time, but those shoes are cute.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, they're very
adorable.
Cute.
Let me see.
She's like showing off the cute little, they're like little booties.
They are.
They look like little witches' boots.
Yes.
Little witch boots.
Oh, I have very similar ones to these that are wedges that I mistakenly wore when we went to Italy.
Uh-huh.
I haven't worn them since.
I don't blame you.
I felt so bad for you.
You were in pain.
But I also have my Italian other shoes that I bought.
Yeah.
Which and were
you
much
could
better.
You could probably hike in those.
Probably could.
Your Italy shoes.
Yeah, my Italy shoes, yeah.
I love it. Hey, well, you know what? I think we should, like, end this now. get our stuff together because I have some things that I need to put in the car. I made a charcuterie.
Yay.
I know that. So we're meeting our buddy Kurt. He's bringing ham, cheese, and veggies.
I think it's funnier if you say he's bringing the meat.
He's bringing the meat. A little bit of testosterone, but yeah, just only a little bit.
Yeah.
So he's meeting us out with his charcuterie, and then I'm bringing my charcuterie. And I'm going to blow his charcuterie out of the water.
That's right.
Because that's what I do. All right. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for spending time with us and wishing Miss Angela a happy birthday. We look forward to spending time with you in the future, and we will chat with you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast was recorded adjacent to my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Special thanks to the sponsors and co-hosts of the show, Janelle Beyer, Carolyn Shuffle, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products are sponsors of this show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our YouTube channel, the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour. On Facebook at Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURmomspodcast@gmail.com.